Good evening, Florence Boulevard. It is, once again, I'm thankful for this exalted privilege that I have to come here tonight. I feel like I'm not a stranger here. There are those of you that I see constantly, amen, on a regular basis, especially at the car wash, amen. Of course, this is not a good day to get the cars washed, amen. But I don't look at it that way. I look at it like this is icing on the cake, amen. So the rain is here, but eventually we will have some dirty cars, amen. And if we do, you know where to come. As I always say, if it don't shine, it ain't mine. Amen. Brother Mike, I had to put that plug in. Amen. All right. We're glad to see those that have come with us from Westside Church and the person, especially one of the elders that's here with us tonight. Brother Anthony Napier, we're so glad to have him here with us. He is also a school teacher, and so we're just excited to have him with us here tonight. And, of course, our youth, some of the young people that are here, we want you to know we appreciate you being back here with us again tonight. And all of the friends, the people, when I start calling names, I leave somebody out. But I just want everybody to know that I'm eternally grateful and I'm thankful for this exalted privilege to be here tonight at Florence Boulevard. And if I don't call your name, I just want you to know that I know who you are. I see you. And I just want you to know how much I really appreciate your presence. One in particular, Brother Todd, one of the elders here, is a fine man. And I've already told Brother Todd that, and I got to go and see him one of these days, amen. He's also a dentist, amen, and he can work on your teeth. Say amen if you can, amen. Now, I hope everybody has an outline. I hope you have an outline. Now, if you don't have an outline, raise your hand, and we'll make sure that you get one. Amen, because I'm going to be, okay, there's some hands over there, brothers. Okay, thank you, thank you. Make sure that they get some, because I'm going to shake somebody's hand. And I'm going to ask you, what is point number one? What is point number two, number three, and number four? The school bell has rung. Class is now in session. Say amen if you can. Amen. Brother Mike, if you have Jeremiah chapter 23, I want us to look at verse number 5 through verse number 7 of Jeremiah chapter 23. We got more people. Wonderful. That's a good problem to have. Amen. Yeah. Brother Larry Brock is here tonight. We're glad to see him and his wife, and glad that they're here also. In Jeremiah chapter 23 and verse number 5, the Bible says, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch." Jeremiah 23 and verse number 5. I want you to get a pencil and underline that word righteous. Number one, I want you to put down, he's a righteous branch. I want you to write that in that blank for number one, because I'm going to shake somebody's hand. And there it is right there on the screen. He is a righteous branch. Yeah, yeah. Jesus is that branch that we're talking about tonight. And what we're going to do is describe what kind of branch he is. And the Bible says he is a righteous branch. Now, it doesn't mean a limb. When I'm talking about a branch, I want to make sure that we're on the same page. I'm not talking about a limb. Amen. I'm not talking about a limb protruding from a tree. This word branch in verse number 5, Jeremiah 23 and verse number 5, this word branch, it means a sprout. It means a shoot. It means a root. Amen. And what God is simply saying is that the day is going to come that I'm going to raise up a sprout. I'm going to raise a shoot. I'm going to raise a root. Amen. Now understand what a sprout is. A sprout is a vine or a fruit of a tree that is part of the root system of the tree. It is different from the tree. And those of you who are farmers and those of you that have planted, you know what a sprout is. There are those of you that have planted and you know what a sprout is. And what God is simply saying is that I'm going to raise up a righteous branch. This branch is a sprout. It is an offspring of the tree. But understand this, it is part of the root system of the tree. Without the root, you wouldn't have the sprout. And understand this, that the sprout is part of the root system of the tree. It is different from the tree. A little sprout can sprout up over yonder. Amen. And it can sprout up away from the main tree. The main tree can be right here. But a sprout can rise up way over here, over yonder. It is still part of the tree, even though it is away from the tree, because it shares the same root system. Amen. And a sprout belongs to the tree. It comes from the same root system. And what God is saying is that I'm going to raise up a sprout. He's going to be rooted in the lineage of David. I know I'm right because the Bible says in Revelation 22 and verse number 16, Jesus said, I am of the root and the offspring of David. Amen. So a sprout is part and partial of the root system of the tree. It is different from the tree. It is an offshoot of the tree. That's why I call this lesson, Jesus, our righteous branch. Amen. He is righteous. He is of the root and the offspring of David. He is from the lineage of David. And David's lineage is his root. Amen. And what Jesus is saying to all of us this evening, I came from the stem of Jesse. It took me 42 generations to get here. But nevertheless, I'm here. Amen. So the bloodline of Jesus is pure. My roots are pure. My roots are in Jesse and David. And that's my root. I'm also of the offspring. I came from David. But I am different from David because I am a sprout. I am of the root and the offspring of David. In other words, David was a king, but I'm also a king. Amen. I'm a different kind of king. David was a king, but I am different. David was just a king. But when you look at me, I am King of Kings. Amen. Yes. Therefore, Jesus is the righteous branch. He is the offshoot of David. It's hard to explain it, but an eagle is a bird. But an eagle is a different kind of bird. An eagle can fly higher, faster, and an eagle can see further than any other bird, even though an eagle is still a bird. Amen. And in my text, Jesus is a king. But he's king of kings. Amen. He is a righteous branch. He's going to be a king. But he's not going to be born like other kings. Other kings are born in a palace. But this king, he's going to be born in a manger. He's going to be out there with the animals. Amen. He's a king, but he's a different kind of king. Amen. And I told you this word, branch. It means a shoot. It means a sprout. It means a root. Now, Jesus is not only that branch, but the Bible says that he's righteous. Amen. He's righteous. Now, this word righteous is an adjective. I said righteous is an adjective. Amen. It's going to be different from all the other kings. God is describing what kind of king Jesus is going to be. When he comes on the scene, he's going to be different from all the other kings. Zedekiah was a king, but he's going to be different from all the other kings. All the false prophets, they were out there prophesizing. But he, when he comes, he's going to be different from them. He's a branch, but he's a righteous branch. He is pure of immorality. He is pure in dispensing justice. He is righteous, just like my grandmama always used to tell me, boy, just be straight with me. Amen. In other words, Jesus is going to be straight. Am I right about it? He means he's moral in justice and in judgments. It means that he's just being straight. Amen. He is a righteous branch. But not only is he going to be a righteous branch, but Jesus is also going to be a reigning branch. Number two, he's a reigning branch. I'm going to shake somebody's hand, and I'm going to ask you, what kind of branch is Jesus? And you're going to say, preacher, he's a righteous branch. What kind of branch is Jesus? Preacher, he's a reigning branch. Now, what do you mean when you said reigning branch? That means that in Zechariah chapter 6, watch me now. Brother, I want you to, Brother Mike, turn to Zechariah chapter 6. The last time I checked, it was there. Zechariah chapter 6. And let's look at verse number 12 and verse number 13. And speak unto him, saying,
thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying,
yes.
Behold the branch whose name
is the branch. The who?
The man.
The man.
Is
what is his name? What is his name? The Bible says his name is the branch. Read.
And he shall grow.
He shall grow. Read. He's going to build the temple of the Lord. Read.
He shall
what?
He shall build the temple.
Underline bill. Because Jesus said, upon this rock, I will build. I'm trying to find out who you're talking about, Brother Mike. He's going to build the temple of the Lord. Read.
Prepare the glory.
Uh-huh.
And he shall sit
upon
the throne.
Wait a minute. He's going to do what? He's going to
sit and rule upon his throne.
He's going to sit, underline sit. Now, he's a reigning branch, but the Bible says that you're knowing when he starts sitting. Now, if I can find out when he sat, then I know when he start ruling. Because the text says that he's not going to rule until he first sit. Let's go to school. Turn your Bibles to Mark chapter 16. I got to find out when he starts sitting, Brother Mike. And if I can find out when he starts sitting, then I know when he started raining. Because the Bible says he's not going to rule until he first sit. In Mark chapter 16, in St. Mark chapter 16, and verse number 16, Brother Mike, the last time I checked, it was there. I'm trying to find out who is this branch that they're talking about. Jeremiah prophesied that a branch is coming. Zechariah prophesied that a branch is coming. In Mark chapter 16, and verse number 16, Brother Mike, what does the book say? He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved.
He that believeth not,
and he that believeth not
shall be damned.
Read. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. Shall they speak with new tongues. And they're going to pick up snakes. And if they drink anything that's deadly, it's not going to harm them. Read. They're going to lay hands on the sick. And so here it is. Now, after the Lord has spoken unto them, he was received up in the heaven. And what did he do? Sat. Underline the word sat. He reigned when he started sitting. When he stepped on that cloud and he rode that cloud back up to glory, the Bible says he sat down on the right hand of God. And that's when he's ruling. Am I right about it? This branch is a righteous branch. This branch is a reigning. He sits right now on his throne and he rules and he reigns in your life and in my life. He's King of kings and Lord of lords. Say amen if you can. He's a righteous branch. He's a reigning branch. Number three, he's a human branch. I want you to write down the word human. Because I'm going to shake somebody's hand. And I'm looking over here. I'm trying to find somebody who isn't writing. So I'm going to find out. I may ask you what was point number one. You'll tell me, Brother Melvin, he's a righteous branch. What was point number two? He's a reigning branch. What is point number three? He's a human branch. Where do you find that at? Turn your Bibles to Isaiah chapter 11. I'm trying to find out. They're talking about this branch in the Old Testament, and I'm trying to find out who are they talking about in Isaiah chapter 11. Brother Mike, the last time I checked, it was there. Isaiah chapter 11. And I want us to look at verse number 1. I'm trying to find out something about this branch in Isaiah chapter 11 and verse number 1. What's the book say?
There came forth.
A rod out of the stem of Jesse,
and a branch.
I rest my case. I know who Jesse is. Jesse is the daddy of David. And so he came from the lineage of Jesse. He came from the lineage of David. Am I right about it? And so they're talking about Jesus. He's a human branch. He comes from the stem of Jesse. He is a offshoot of Jesse. And Jesse is the father of David. And that is the family line. That is the lineage of which Jesus came. He was human as well as divine. Amen. Lights. I say he was human as well as divine. Now, what do you mean? The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, the chapters 9 and the verses number 6. I'll go ahead on and quote it. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse number 6, unto us a child is born. Unto us a son is given. Amen. A child is born. That's humanity. A son is given. That's divinity. He was both human as well as divine. Amen. Yes. I know I'm right. I know I'm right. The Bible says in the book of Mark, the chapters 4, and the verses number 38 and verse number 39. One day the Bible says that the disciples were out there on the sea. And the Bible says they were out there in a ship. And the Bible says that Jesus was in the hinder part of the ship. He was asleep on a pillow. Is that what it says? And the Bible says that they went down there and they woke him up. You see, that's the human side. Because he was asleep on a pillow. Just like most of us getting ready to do when we get ready to leave here. We're going home and we're going to fall asleep on a pillow. But then when they woke him up, he looked at the wind and looked at the sea and the storm, and he said, peace, be still. That's the divine side. He was both human as well as divine. I know I'm right. The book is John, the chapters 4, the verses number 7. The Bible says that there was a woman that was at the well, and she wanted some water. And Jesus looked at that woman, and Jesus said, give me something to drink. Well, that was the human side. And then he looked at that woman, and he told her, if you drink of this water, you're going to thirst again. But if you drink of the water that I give you, you'll never thirst. Am I right about it? Human as well as divine. He's a human branch. The book is John, the chapters 11 and the verses number 35. The Bible says there was a man named Lazarus that died. And the Bible says that Jesus wept. John chapter 11 and verse number 5. Jesus wept. That's the human side. But then the Bible says that he looked up at the grave and he said, Lazarus, come forth. That's the divine side. He was both human as well as divine. Amen. What kind of branch is he? Well, he's a righteous branch. Jeremiah 23, 5 through 7. What kind of branch is he? He's a reigning branch. Zechariah chapter 6, 12 and 13, he's going to sit and rule. What kind of branch is he? He's a human branch. Isaiah chapter 11 and verse number 1. And finally, I'm getting ready to take my... I'm not going to be up here all night. Say amen if you can. Yeah. Number 4. He's a servant branch. I want you to write that word servant down, because I'm going to shake somebody's hand. And I'm going to ask you, what kind of branch was Jesus? Brother Melvin, he was a righteous branch. What kind of branch was Jesus? Brother Melvin, he was a reigning branch. What kind of branch was Jesus? Brother Melvin, he was a human branch. What kind of branch was Jesus? He's a servant branch. Let's go to school. In Zechariah chapter 3, Brother Mike, and I'm about ready to take my seat. Zechariah chapter 3, and I want us to look at verse number 8. The last time I checked, Brother Mike, it was there. Zechariah chapter 3, and I believe I want verse number 8. I'm trying to find out what kind of branch is it. In Zechariah chapter 3 and verse number 8, Brother Mike, what's the book say? Here now. O Joshua the high priest. Thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men, wonder at, for Behold, I will bring. God said, I'm going to bring, the day is coming, I'm going to bring forth my servant. The who? That's Jesus. Jesus is that branch. But the thing about Jesus, the one thing that separates Christianity from all other religions is the fact that the Creator serves the creature. Let me say that again. The one thing that separates Christianity from all other religions is that the Creator serves the creature. Now that goes beyond our human thinking. We think we're supposed to serve the Lord. And that's right. We're supposed to serve the Lord. But you got to flip the coin also. Not only do we serve him, but he serves us. Amen, lights. I said, not only do we serve him, but he serves us. Now, some of us here tonight, we have a problem with that. Yeah, we have a problem with that. We can understand we're serving him. That's right, Brother Melvin. But the fact that God serves us, I just can't deal with that. Well, I came here tonight to tell you that many of us tonight, we're having problems. Many of us tonight, we can't sleep at night. Many of us toss and turn and we cry on our pillows at night. And many of us gonna leave here tonight with our backs up against the wall. We don't know which way to turn. We don't know what to do. We just don't understand. Amen. Well, I want you to know that he serves you. I know him, right? The Bible says in the book of Mark, the chapters 10 and the verses number 45. I got some of y'all from Missouri, and I got to make a believer out you. The book is Mark, the chapters 10 and the verses 45. The Son of Man came not to serve, but to give his, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. Am I right about it? I didn't come to be minister unto, but I came to minister. And that word minister, it means to serve. Amen. Yes, I know I'm right. It means to serve. But some of us, we have a problem with that. That's what happened in John chapter 13. When the Bible says that Jesus stooped down and he lined up the disciples. And he began to stoop down and he took a basil and he began to wash the disciples' feet. And washing their feet. Washing this one feet. Washing dirty, stinking feet. But when he got to Peter, Peter said, Lord, no. You don't serve me. I'm going to serve you. Jesus looked up at Peter and he said, Peter, if I don't wash you, you can't be part of me. Amen. In other words, Peter said, Lord, I got a problem with you serving me. I'm supposed to serve you. And Jesus said, you don't understand. Not only do you serve me, but Peter, I want you to understand that I'm here to serve you. And that's the reason why some of us, we can't sleep at night. We toss and turn because we don't understand. Not only do we serve God, but God is able, willing, and ready to serve us. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. Am I right about it? I know I'm right. Amen. The book of Psalms, the chapter is 23. And the Bible says, David said, the Lord is my shepherd. He said, I shall not want. He said, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. And then David goes on to say, he anoints my head with oil. He said, my cup runs over. And then David says that he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He prepares a table before me. What do you mean? I can use my sanctified imagination. I can see Jesus right now putting an apron on. I can see Jesus right now with a towel. And I can see him what he's and no doubt he's spreading my table, lining everything up. Putting a cup here. Pouring something right there. Put a sauce right there. Putting something right there. What are you doing? I'm preparing a table for you. And not only am I doing it, I'm going to do it in the very presence of your enemies. Why? Because not only do we serve him, but he serves us. Amen. He's a servant branch. He's a righteous branch. He's a reigning branch. He's a human branch. And he's also a servant branch. And that's God's word for somebody that's here this evening. God wants you to know that he loves you. I said God loves you. Brother Mike, if you don't mind, I like to use my sanctified imagination. Is it all right if I use my sanctified imagination? I want to go all the way back to a man named Moses. Y'all know Moses, don't you? Brock, you know Moses, don't you? Yeah, Moses. When we go all the way back and we look at Moses, and God told Moses, Moses, I want you to go to Egypt, and I want you to tell Pharaoh to let my people go. Moses said, well, Lord, if I go down there, they're going to ask, what's your name? They want to know what your name is. God said, well, Moses, you tell them, I am that I am. What's your name, Lord? My name is I am that I am. Moses, when you go down to Egypt, you're going to need bread to eat. But don't worry about it because I am that. Moses, when you get down to Egypt, you're going to need water to drink. But don't worry about it because I am that. I am who I am. I am what I am. I am just because I am. Am I right about it? The I am-ness of God is seen in the Old Testament, but thank God it was also seen in a babe in Bethlehem. For I heard Jesus says, I am the bread of life. I am the door of the sheep. I am the light of the world. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father unless he comes by me. I am the resurrection of the dead. I am he that was dead and of alive forevermore. I am Alpha and Omega. I am the beginning and ending. I am the first and the last. I am the rose of Sharon. I am the lily of the valley. I am of the root and offspring of David. That's what I'm trying to get. That's where I was trying to get anyway. I'm the root and the offspring of David. Am I right about it? That's who I am. And that's God's word for somebody that's here right now. Whatever your needs are, whatever your desires are, that's what I am. And no doubt, Brother Mike, if you don't mind, before I take my seat, can I use my sanctified imagination? Can I use my sanctified imagination? No doubt, God is talking to Moses. And now this is Brother Melvin chapter 3. and verse 16. This ain't in the Bible. This is Brother Melvin chapter 3 and verse 16. I can see God talking to Moses, and Moses is looking at that burning bush, and God said, Moses, take your shoes off your feet, for the place that you're standing is holy ground. And Moses said, well, Lord, I'm just trying to figure you out. I just can't comprehend. I can't contemplate who you are and what you're all about. And God looked at Moses, and God said, well, Moses, just in case I'm the God, I put the wetness in the water, I put the whiteness in the snow, I put the sweetness in the honey, I put the heat in the fire, I am Moses. I put the vitamins in the vegetables, I put the proteins in the meat, I put the calcium in the milk, I'm the God. I put a bark in a dog, I put a laughter in a hyena, I put a wiggle in a worm, I'm the God. I put the spots on the leopard. I put stripes on the eagle. I put the wings on the owl. And I put a hop in a kangaroo. And if I can do that, I can speak to your sickness, your sadness, your sorrow, and everything is going to be all right. That's who I am. And if you're here this evening, give me your hand and give God your heart. Hear, believe, repent, confess. And we'll baptize you. And if you want us to pray with you, to pray for you, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Why don't you come right now where the elders are saying the same.
Please.